This is Derek Weisguy Cloud, and you listen to Between Two Worlds on bbsradio.com. It is Tuesday, September 4th, 2007. Hey, the kids are back at school. All the parents are so relieved. I'm like, oh, my God, gone. They're back to school again. And I'm not talking about the ones who go back to college. I'm talking about the ones who go back to junior high or junior school. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you parents out there have actually been busting your butt, having to get all the all the clothes, all brand new clothes, new school books, all the supplies, everything you know, all these kids get back into school. I bet that was difficult for you guys to work on. Funny. Anyways, I'd like to welcome everybody in the chat rooms. We do have the BBS radio chat rooms, also the Between Two Worlds radio chat room on the Pal Talk. I'd like to welcome those that are coming in this room. Tonight, I am doing mediumship on radio, so those of you who want to call in, we have the toll-free numbers, and the toll-free numbers are 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. That's for those in the U.S. In Canada, that's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Those are in Canada. And international call lines, we also have the 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. All you have to do is make arrangements with your phone, with your director assistants, and they will help you through. Make a call and ask any kind of questions, toll-free numbers. And what I do, myself, I work as a psychic medium and a paranormal investigator, and I'm telling you, this app, this has been so fantastic. I've been so busy in my work. Well, one part of it, I want to say paranormal investigating, but yet I've been actually building a fence in my backyard, making a yard so then I can actually let my dog out, so she can run around the yard instead of having to have her in a leash all half the time. So it's going to be good to have this fence done. But I've also been busy doing paranormal investigating and doing work with a lot of clients in this area. So it's been a lesson. It's been an absolute lesson. But for our other chat room here, we actually, Between Two Worlds Radio chat room and Pal Talk, I'd like to welcome you folks there that are in there. And we don't have this going too often, so it's the very beginning of it. We're nursing that little chat room. My other chat room we have in here on the BBS radio, I'd like to welcome you good folks for coming in. It's great to see you and to hear from you. We have some new people coming in the chat room, I see, which is great. Now, if anybody has any questions, please feel free to ask. I don't mind answering your questions. We did have one that actually did ask last week about regarding, I think one of the relatives had a child who was seeing spirits, if I remember correctly, in their house. So I will give the numbers right now, and they want to ask me if I could give the numbers again. Okay, get your crayon out, guys. Crayons now. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. That's all those in the U.S. In Canada, that's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And the international call lines is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, I've been actually, like I said before, I've been actually quite busy doing a lot of new things and working with the spiritualist churches, doing platform work. It's been quite the journey for me. I've been really enjoying doing platform work and making contact with loved ones. It's been quite the month for me as well, playing catch-up. And to let you folks know, next week I will be here. We will have another new guest coming on next week. And we have a fellow coming in, and his name is Jerry Rector. He's an actor, producer, director. He actually has done Star Trek movies or the TV series Star Trek. He's done quite a few other films Jerry Rector is his name, J-E-R-R-Y-R-E-C-T-O-R. Nice fellow, absolutely fabulous fellow. So he works in the film industry, acting as an actor and all that. And he'll be coming on next week. He's actually been involved a lot in the spiritual aspects of it as well. So we're looking forward to having him come on our show and to tell his stories of some things he's actually dealt with when he was been doing his acting and coming across all kinds of different types of paranormal work. Also, he is working on a film, or did work on a film. It's a spiritual film, and right now I think he's working on it right now. It's like a musical, I believe. He'll share more about that with us next week. So it's going to be really, really good. Now, I also want to acknowledge our affiliates that are picking us up. GoEd began also in the Netherlands, and we also have Ghost Radio. They pick us up in Australia, down under, which is actually good to see. I know they're still picking us up and listening to our show. It's great to have them on. APSR Radio, Paranormal Talk Radio, they are considered also paranormal television. They're going to be starting up pretty soon here, month of September, October, I believe. They're going to be starting their new, brand new TV series, two shows. That'll be coming up quite soon. Looking forward to seeing that happen. I believe we have a caller.
Yes, hi.
Hi, who am I talking to?
This is Jean.
Say again, your name again?
Jean.
Oh, hi, Jean. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
South Dakota.
South Dakota, hey. How's the weather out there?
It's gorgeous right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Looking about what temperatures?
About 70 to 80.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, that's just right.
That's not bad at all. I got friends up here in Alberta, northern part of Alberta, and they were giving me heck. They're a while back. They're saying, like, normally around this time of the year, or through these last few months, northern Alberta gets really, really hot. They've been getting a lot of rain. So I'm just curious if you're getting the same similar thing out your way as well.
Actually, we've gotten just some rain, and everything's really nice and green, and the weather's been really nice. We've been really lucky.
Oh, good. I'm glad to know that it's doing quite well. So what can I do for you?
I just wondered, do you see any spirits in my house?
Do I see any spirits in your house? Well, it's wonderful to see this from long distance. Okay, let me see what we can do here. I'm being shown a mail that has passed. I'm being shown that I want to acknowledge Dad. Has your father stepped over?
No, my grandfather has, but not my father.
Okay, did your father visit you quite often in the house? Like living, but did he visit you quite often?
No, he doesn't come here very often. But I have a young male friend of my son's that passed away that things have been moved around in the house, and I just thought maybe it was him.
Why I'm saying this, I'm also seeing a soldier, someone who actually was a soldier that passed away.
Okay, my husband's dad was a soldier.
That's the man.
Okay.
He probably doesn't call himself grandpa, he probably call himself dad.
Yes, yep.
Okay, that's how he's using his name here. Yeah, he's actually a soldier. He actually wanders in the house. Wanders, like the way I say wanders. He walks through. Now, the most, I would say, common time of his energy when he's in the house is in the evening, late afternoon, evening. I'm seeing Civil War here, too. You must have an area in your area, someone in your family that actually was in the Civil War.
Oh, okay.
Or you have a soldier that's walking through your house, or is actually, or had walked through, or is part of your house. From the Civil War, I'm seeing a gray uniform.
Okay. I'm not sure that I know anybody from of my family, or his family that was in that, but there might have been.
Yeah. I'm strongly feel I would check it out if I were you. And they're also showing me the a library So I would say you may have to do a checking in that area and see if there was actually where anybody, anyone who's actually was buried in that back air of your place.
Oh boy.
Okay. Like I feel like possibly an old cemetery or maybe two or three people buried in the backyard. This is a very long time ago. I'm also seeing a wrought iron fence, a short one, not a tall one, a white cream in color. That's who I see on the exterior of the house. Someone is... there's a female... who has also passed in the house, and she goes through, visits through. I'm not sure if she's related to you. I'm not feeling that. Christian. Okay, this woman here, Christine.
Okay.
Who's this?
I'm not sure who Christine is.
Christina, one of the two.
Okay.
Okay, I'll check it out. I feel she may have passed away. Oh, 1890s?
1890s?
Yeah, around 1890s.
All right.
This is probably the one that's in the backyard.
Okay. Well, this is a new housing development, so it very well could have been a graveyard at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so...
check it out, in case by some chance that... It's happened before where people actually have had burial grounds.
Yes.
And clear the burial grounds, and they'll put apartments in there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what I'm wondering is I would set something down, and I come back, and it's in a different spot. And so I thought maybe somebody was trying to tell me something.
Okay, in your...
In my home. In the living room.
That's your granddad.
Okay. All right. That's my husband's dad or my
husband's dad. I also have this male. Somebody show me that you took a picture. I'm seeing smoke in a photograph.
Okay. Took a picture of?
The spirit in the house or the living room. I would say get a camera, take a picture of the living room. And guaranteed you'll find, like, it looks like smoke.
Okay.
That will be, that'll be his grandfather's presence in that room.
Okay, we did take a picture when we went on a trip a couple months ago, and in the motel room, there were two white balls of light.
Yeah.
That were right by my grandson. Are those spirits sometimes?
Those are, yes. Orbs are very well, they're actually energy orbs connected to the people.
Okay.
Those people may have passed away or lived in that hotel or motel, and they were solely connected to the area.
Okay.
And some spirits can actually follow you from as a relative if you're on vacation, so to speak. But most of the time, those orbs are actually come from that location.
Okay. Is my husband's dad trying to tell us something? Is he trying to bring us any information or tell
us? Yeah, he's just letting you know. I want to say that your husband needs to work on his health.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to say they're quite concerned, but they're saying for him to take care of himself more.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense at all?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Okay. It's more like, you know, like make sure he does not have diabetes.
Okay.
Okay. Check the blood. I would check it out. I'm not going to say he does have it. I'm just saying that check for something that relates to his health that will help benefit him. Is your husband working on actually being very tired quite often?
Yeah, he's been tired, and he's really stiff when he wakes up in the morning. And
yeah.
It's especially when he's trying to first stand up, his legs and get really stiff on him.
Yeah, I would put past that he's actually has been dealing with a blood problem, or I'm not saying specific blood itself, could be the lethargic through because he may not be drinking enough fluids, which can also be borderline diabetic. Or also he could be lacking something in nutrition.
Okay.
I would check it out to have, you know, have a doctor check him out. Do a checkup.
Yeah, I have an appointment with a rheumatologist for him.
Okay. Yeah, tell him not to leave anything or everything out. Just get it done.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
All right. I guess that's all I wanted to ask. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we do get people like that that go through this. We're all in time. We always have spirits in our houses or following us around. We're always curious who they are. A few months back, I just got some photographs from some friends of mine, family friends of mine, up in Winnipeg. I'd like to say hello to guys up in Winnipeg that did a paranormal investigation in the Winnipeg jail, where there were some people that actually were on death row, and they took pictures and sent me the photographs. I'd like to thank them very much for those photographs. They will be going up on my website. It's under whiteskycloud.com. That's whiteskycloud.com, and you can see the pictures that I put in there. There's quite a few pictures that I've actually added in since then, and it'll be listed under Ghost Spirits and Things. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I probably end up making a brand new page from there on. But you can see a lot of people that I've worked with and also in the field that have always, any type of paranormal work, I have to add in those pictures and let the public make their own voice their own opinion what they may think it is or can be. It's good to do that so that other people can have an opportunity to make a decision of themselves. See, now we are talking about, oh yeah, I'm just checking here to see if the chat line people want to ask any questions. By the way, if you guys want to ask questions, please feel free to ask. There have been many times people have actually had loved ones that have passed over that would like to hang around the house once in a while, visit, just being there. At times also, they would like to... which face did I see? On the photographs? Okay, I'm just mentioning about the photographs on the show here. Did I see the face? I wasn't looking. I probably did see the face, but I didn't even notice it. They sent me big files. I mean, those like photographs. It's quite the pictures. The details, what they did, they were dressing up in period time to reenact the situation of being in jail and in the time period. That was quite phenomenal because you get more people showing up at your house that was haunted. Okay. I'm getting a kick out of these guys. Okay. Anyways, I'm reading here. It says, Mom hasn't been around in a while. My light bulbs are still in the lights. Yeah, well, of course you have to be. You can't turn the light on. I guess a lot of times people try to expect to see a light bulb flicker on and off once in a while if family's coming through, or they'll burn the light bulbs out really, really quick. That does happen. It's funny when you see something like that happen. I've had different situations happen on some of the journeys that I've taken, traveling through some places that actually have been pretty haunted. There was one particular one that I remember that I was in, and it was very, very haunted. I want to go back there, which is actually, it's a restaurant, but it used to be a prison. Here in BC, I'm gonna go back there. I want to do that nighttime, check that one out, and really spend the time in there to see what we get out of it. but I'm just reading this part here. It's actually, I find this interesting. There is, actually, I share a story with you guys. There is a time that I've actually have done different varieties of paranormal investigating. One I actually remember quite well, where there was actually a lot of moisture, water coming down the walls in this person's house. I mean, that was actually my sister-in-law's place. It's a very, very old house. And it used to run, like, constant moisture. And even yet, we looked under the house, and all there was sand, but yet the house itself was complete moisture. And I felt itself it was haunted. And the person who owned the house before her swore to God that we took the water hose and water hose the whole house. Yeah, right. Like, we're that dumb. There are times that spirits have a tendency of using moisture, water vapor from the walls. We live in BC, in British Columbia here, and we do get moisture, but not the way this moisture is. I mean, it molded all the furniture, it molded all the clothes. This is just inside the house that was actually very dry. Everything got all molded, moldy. I mean, it was really, really bad. It was horrible. My sister-in-law lost all her clothing. She had to start off from scratch. It was horrible. But that was quite the house. I mean, I felt it was very haunted. It was actually very unsettling, by the way, because if you ever sat there long enough at nighttime, you'd feel very uncomfortable. But everybody's house is different. Sometimes you've been to a house. I remember this one story. I can't forget this one. There was a friend of mine who passed away, and his name is Ralph Hurst. Very good friend, professional medium as well. He died of cancer. And a couple of years back, and I remember Ralph talking about this one particular place up in Port Coquitlam, and this house was apparently very haunted, a lot of paranormal activity in it, and there was... When the family, it was a brand new house built. It was not built on top of any land that had any unsettling of gravesite, nothing like that. It was perfectly fine. And yet, when he got there, the activity was inside and outside so crazy. So you begin to wonder, you're thinking, okay, now, did these people bring something back with them from another place that they moved in this place? We weren't too sure. And then, Ralph decided to stand outside, and there's a long sidewalk. I mean, a long, long sidewalk going up to this house. And the sidewalk itself, okay, they're like two feet by 2 feet squares walking up sidewalk, and the house is fairly big. And Ralph said to this lady of the house, she said, "Do you have a crowbar?" He said, "I can use for a minute." And she said, "Sure." So she brings back a crowbar. He decided to lift the tombstone. He decided to lift the sidewalk and flip it over. And then he flipped another one over. And he flipped another one over. And every sidewalk stone actually was a tombstone. It had the person's name on it, the date they lived and died. There was over 125 stones laying face down in front of this house. That's why there's so much paranormal activity. Apparently, Ralph asked them, he says, "Well, how did you get these stones?" They said they bought them at an auction. And they were laying face down, so all you could see was the back. So he thought, okay, they're just cheap sidewalk stones. The guy thought he got himself a deal. Gee, I wonder why. So somebody in that area where they bought the tombstones from, somebody actually cleared a whole bunch of land that actually was a cemetery. Go figure that one. That happens quite often if you have to watch it really closely, where they build a house. I mean, you ever see that show Poltergeist? People will actually... don't realize when they buy a brand new home, it's always good to actually check the area if there's actually the land was like a large field before, or there are trees before that when they clear cut it, or was it a cemetery, because the government has been known to clear a cemetery and to put houses on it. Now, I have friends that live in Calgary, in Alberta, and I remember traveling through Calgary in some and one of the areas, and somebody who knows Alberta well. Is somebody coming on? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, this is Annette from North Carolina. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Annette?
Fine. Fine. I was just wondering if you could maybe give me a general reading.
Sure, I can be general.
Oh, okay, good. I don't do this very often, so I don't know how it works, really.
You've never had a reading before?
Well, not a real one, no.
Oh, okay. So how did you hear about us?
Zeta.
Zeta? Oh, okay. Well,
Zeta.
You'll hear more.
Okay.
Okay, let me share something with you here. And then North Carolina. Okay. I have a female here who's passed, and I feel either she was a sister of yours or like a sister figure that's passed over. Does that make any sense?
Like a sister figure? No, not really.
Like someone, like a girlfriend, best friend, like a sister figure that's passed? I'm
not
seeing her. I feel like I want to say I'm in water. I feel like she had drowned. I think she drowned. Oh, and also I have the name Claire. Who's Claire?
Claire?
Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, that kind of name.
I knew a Claire in high school, but I haven't seen her in years, so I don't know.
That's her.
Okay.
She's acknowledging you right now.
Okay.
She thinks of you like a sister to her, or a sister figure to her, like a best friend.
Okay.
Okay, and she's saying hello.
Okay, great. Well, I didn't know she was gone, though.
I would check it out and see if it is.
Okay.
Wouldn't hurt to ask.
I will.
If I'm wrong, call me.
I will.
I don't mind being wrong. This is how I'm seeing water around her.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm also looking at your job, like as far as work is concerned. I'm being shown the word temp. What do you do for work?
I work for a manufacturing company. And work is definitely a big part of my life right now.
Yeah, big part as in yes, sir, a big part I don't want.
Yeah.
You agreed?
I'm very agreed.
Okay. The way I'm seeing it, as far as this type of job, I'm being shown as almost considered as a temporary job, so it's actually you will eventually not even have the job.
You won't?
Well, down the road, you'll be making a decision by not keeping it.
Ooh.
What do you do for work?
Work for Michelin. Michelin Tire Company.
Yeah. It's the idea of, I would say, that you will step away from it later on down the road and end up doing something else. Being shown the word temp, T-E-M-P, that means that your job will be not too long from now that you'll be making a decision to make a change. Unless the company itself decides to step down and downsize employees.
Okay.
So I'll keep an ear open on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
I have I'm hearing a woman's voice, and she's calling out, Mom. Is your mom passed?
She has.
Your mom is here. She's calling out. I can hear your mom. I'm literally. I can actually hear your mom calling. and she's saying, "Mom," like she's making sure she hears, make sure I do hear you or hear her for you. Your mother's saying hello. Okay. And she's also let me know that cancer was not the issue. What did your mom, how'd your mom pass?
Alzheimer's.
Yeah. And some people thought she had cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She said cancer was not the issue. So I was thinking that way. She said that, no.
Okay.
She's actually got her full functions, all her functions back.
Great.
She's around now. She's around your house, by the way.
I've been told that.
Okay. And I'm being shown, I'm not sure if you're a grandparent, but I want to say grandchild. I'm supposed to acknowledge a grandchild.
My sister has grandchildren.
Okay. I'm supposed to acknowledge two.
Yes.
How many do they have?
Two.
Okay. I'm supposed to acknowledge the two. You can tell them that grandma says hello.
I will. She never met either one of them.
No, but she does. Well, let's put it this way. They were born after she passed?
One of the first one was 2 months old when she passed.
Okay. The baby that was born after did see her before she was born.
She did not.
The one that when your mom passed away,
yeah.
There's two babies, right?
No, there was one.
No, it wasn't. Let me explain this. Okay, there's two babies now, right?
There are two babies now.
Yes, the first one was born. Your mom was still alive.
Right.
The second one was born after your mom passed away.
Correct.
Okay, I'm saying that the second baby that was born saw your mom before it was born.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Your mom hugged her before she was brought in the world.
Wow. So she does know her great-grandma then?
She does know her.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, she will talk about her.
Okay.
If she's about two or three now, she'll talk about her more when she's about six, 7 years old.
Okay, we'll look for that.
Yeah. And she'll say, do you remember going here? Do you remember going there? And she'll say, I know this place.
Okay.
Okay, because if she was her great-grandma or if she was a relative that was living, we'll remember what she did before she lived, when she lived previously.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That will come through. Your mother sends her love to you, love to the family.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll pass that to my sisters.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
I am currently taking a course in paranormal investigation.
Yeah.
Is that a viable thing for me to do?
Well, number one, being a paranormal investigator, there's no such thing as taking a course.
Well, right. I understand what you're saying.
That you are going out and do investigations. You learn your training on site. There's
right.
No paperwork to be done. There's no such thing as a certified paranormal investigator either.
Okay.
You learn by experience. So
right.
If you can do work like myself or like John Zaffis or Dr. Jimmy on APSR, like he's from the Alabama Paranormal Research, I would check him out.
Okay.
They're more legit to talk to.
Okay.
Jimmy can tell you, he can tell you exactly certain things you would learn if you want to get a hold of John Zaffis. This man's got the most experience out of all of us.
Okay.
Next to Ed Warren, and Ed Warren just passed away, so these guys are one of the best, because these guys are doing it for years and years and years, but they would say that you would learn on site by experience.
Okay.
And yes, you do learn skills and, you know, differences about certain machinery that you use, but there's hardly much machinery, electronics to ever use, really. It's actually learning to experience the energies that are in a place, in a building, you know, when you walk into a room, do you ever feel like your hair is standing up in the back of your neck?
Definitely.
Okay. That means there's a presence of someone standing behind you. They're trying to communicate through to you, letting you know they're there.
Okay.
Right? But they're not going to go up, walk up behind you and go, boo, because they don't.
Right.
Right? Do that. They may, at times, may not want you to be there because it's an area of their own that they... their last memory has made a decision by having to keep it. And may not, sometimes they may not like people being there. Sometimes they don't mind people being there.
Okay.
So it depends. It totally depends. There have been situations, too, where you can walk and say, for example, if you walk into a very old building and you see or feel someone throwing something at you, and like, don't forget, you're in a building, you're in holy darkness, and you swore you hear creaking sounds or something throwing something at you or falling, Spirit lets you know that they're around.
Right.
But I always tell people never to be afraid, because my grandfather learned something. My grandfather used to work in a cemetery. And he used to people used to say to him, you know, aren't you afraid of getting hurt at being in the cemetery, working at night in the cemetery? My grandfather's words were this. He said, it's not the dead that'll kill you, it's the living.
Okay.
And he never had problems in the graveyard. He never had problems walking into a haunted place, because he said, it's the living that died, and they're maybe around, but they're not going to hurt you unless they did something bad, really bad in this world, that they have not walked into the light yet.
That's
so they're making sure that you get they get your attention.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But the way things are with yourself, if you want to take the course, take the course. But anybody calls themselves a certified paranormal investigator, there's no such thing.
Okay.
You would have to know more than me. Means I have to learn something from you.
Okay.
We're all paranormal investigators in our own way, but I mean, I got experience because I'm in here in Canada, and I do a lot of traveling. I mean, a lot of places where I do investigations, and every time you go to a new place, there's always something different. It never is the same. People say, "Oh, it's boring going the same thing, same thing, same thing." It's not. If you find, when you start going to different places, they're all different. Some people may have had been murdered at one time. People could have fallen down out of a window, died to their death. People could have drowned. Could have been an asphyxiation. Could be just a simple passing. And depends on the situation.
I don't really see how paranormal investigation could be boring.
I've met some people say it was. And these are, you know, and the most people that are actually really involved more into it now are the young ones, younger people.
Yeah.
I'm in my 50s now, and not many people are as interested now, but the younger ones more now. But now, ever since, I would say, since we've had a lot of these movie or these TV shows called Most Haunted and Taps and a few others on TV, since they've been on, they've gotten a lot of attention, the media, public attention. There's actually a brand new one out called, what's it called? Now I suddenly forgot the name of the show. It's on ONE. It's called, it's actually a TV station, ONE, One. And they actually have another another new TV series where they actually will get six people on a bus. Half of them are skeptics. The other half are believing in spirits. And they go on a trip throughout England, different parts of England. They're given a specific job to investigate a certain location. And it's a good show because they are going to the unexpected.
Mm.
And you get more attention that way. You know, you get to see what they're going through. And it's not something that you say, well, I already know what's going to happen because I already know the story. So, and when you show up and you go, oh, yeah, it's probably what it is. But if they don't tell you the whole thing, what did happen, you walk in yourself and experience it, that's where you learn something new.
Okay.
You know, if you go in and walk into an abandoned mental institution or jails that are closed, apartments that are closed, make sure you get permission from the owners if it's actually safe. There'd be no problem there. The show's called Scream Team. Yes, they're called Scream Team.
Okay.
That's a show called Scream Team. If you ever get the chance to see it, it's actually quite interesting. I like the show because these guys make it as honest as possible. Not somebody making up some sort of, like Creepy Canada is a different story because Creepy Canada is more of a documentary.
Okay.
And I would rather do it on site than tell the story. I'd rather tell a story on my radio show, and then you can, get someone to experience it and then have it recorded and put it on tape, on video, and then play it to the public and say, yeah, I've got a good show here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you have me concerned about my job now, young man.
I'll keep an ear out, my dear, so keep an eye out.
Well, do you see a better situation in my future, job-wise, or...
Yes, I do.
Yes?
Yeah, I do. Actually, okay. Where you'll actually be far more relaxed, not having to feel so, how sometimes people actually feel guilty that, I've been here for 20-some-odd years and the same job and getting boring, boring, boring.
Yeah.
Right? The only reason why most people, for example, if you're being a paranormal investigator, most people work in these factories are always working graveyard shifts. Your factory's probably just as haunted as you know.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Great. Yeah,
okay,
great.
You take care.
I appreciate it. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah. This is a brand new show that just came in. It's called Scream Team. It's been around for maybe about a year. And the one I really did enjoy was the Search for Robin Hood. And that was a really good one. I really did enjoy that, the Search for Robin Hood. It was actually interesting that most people think that Robin Hood passed away with Maid Marian and at old age. Not true. He actually died in his 50s. And he was not with Maid Marian. He actually was shot with an arrow in his, I believe it was in his stomach or his chest. And he was dying. He was hiding away in this particular building who he thought this woman that he trusted was actually a family relative of his. She turned him in. And there was another fellow named Little John who was also taking care of him. And... they shot an arrow into the sky and landed, and that's where they buried him. It's interesting how that one turned out. So, do I have another caller? Not yet, I don't. Okay. Where our number is here, I'll give you guys a call. Melissa rented today.
Hello?
Hello, do I have another caller?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who am I talking to?
This is Teresa. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
We spoke before. I told you I was a medium, and you told me about my grandmother, and I really appreciate that because I was adopted. And I just have a real quick question.
Yes.
My brother really wanted to know this, and so was I. Since I was adopted, we did not know what happened to my biological mother because, they sealed the records. And I was just wondering if you could tell me what happened to my biological mother. That's it. Just what happened to her, and if she's still around. That's the only question I have.
Okay, let me see what I can do for you, my dear.
Okay.
Is a biological mother connected to her? She's still living. Yes. Your biological mother still lives.
She does.
Yes.
Wow. Oh my God. I got shivers. Go ahead.
Yeah, she still lives.
Can you just tell me where she's located? I'm in New York City. I just want to know if the borough.
Oh, I'm being told this now. She's not living too far from you.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I was just told this now. They said that you walked by each other in a coffee shop and didn't
what?
Even know it.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Like it's like a coffee shop. You walked by each other and didn't even know it. He was sitting with another, with a man having coffee, and I could see a small table. And you walked right, you're ordering your own coffee in the restaurant, and your back was to her. You're probably no more than maybe 10 feet.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Could you tell me, like, I live in Staten Island. Is she still in the same area, or is she at a different borough? Because I live, there are like 5 different boroughs in New York. I just want to know, I don't know how to catch it, because it's, they've been sealed, so it's like...
Let's put it this way, there's something simpler than that. You can actually find her by actually registering yourself with the adoption sites, websites.
Okay.
Your mom is looking for you.
Oh, my God.
She's looking for you, but she has no idea how to find you.
I don't know how much time I have, but is she a sound mind now? She went through a lot. Is she healed and mentally? She better.
The way I'm seeing her is she is how do I explain it? She's like she's got wavy hair, shoulder length,
okay,
reddish brown. Wears glasses.
Okay.
She's quite slim. Possibly your height, if I would say 5'7", 5'6", 5'7".
Okay.
Maybe she's about 110, 115 pounds.
Okay.
She loves green.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
You don't know why she gave you up.
I do know.
You do know?
Yes, I do know. I do know why she gave me up. That's the reason I asked if she's, you know, sound mind at this time. She went through a lot of abusive relationship. And
hers was abusive.
Yes.
And then she went through a nervous breakdown.
Yes, she did. That's why I'm asking if she's...
The guy that she was with was not the father?
Yes.
Okay, you know that?
Yes, I know that. That much I know the past of the reason why she did give me up. Was for my best benefit, and I truly understand that, and it's a blessing from God because I was put in a good home. I just truly wanted to know if she was alive.
You also have a sister, you know that, eh?
Yes, I do. I know my sister. I do know who she is and where she is.
Okay, have you found her?
Yes, I do know my sister. It's just my mother that I'm looking for, really.
You need to register yourself under an adoption website.
Okay.
To find you, put the word out. You're looking for your mom.
Okay.
Oh, register yourself in there as much as you know, including your sister, that you're looking for your mom.
Okay.
Your mom will find you.
Okay.
She's looking for you. She's actually thinking about you now. She's been doing it for, I would say, the last 5 years.
Holy mackerel! I'm sorry. I just don't.
She's also really afraid, thinking you're going to reject her.
Absolutely not, but, you know...
You have to write her a letter or something like that, or even email or whatever, when you get a chance. Tell her how you feel about this, and then you won't have difficulties with it.
I really don't know where she's at, that's the thing. I mean...
I'll tell you this right now. She doesn't do drugs and she doesn't drink.
Oh, thank God.
She is so straightforward, you'd never recognize her by being... messed up in the past.
See, the thing is my adopted mother and I have brother and sister both had like, you know, visited her, you know, when I was first born, and she was totally out of it. So I guess I was worried about her mental health. She got better because I heard of stories what happened to her. Sorry.
Well, you know what? Sometimes an adoptive parent don't really know what really the circumstances are like.
Yeah, but I do know. I do know, and I was told. I was told, and
yeah,
I did, believe it or not, I did feel her, and I was trying to focus on it, but it was a very emotional subject, and you're such a wonderful man and such a good heart and such a wonderful gift. I just thought maybe getting it from you would be easier to hear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and oh, my goodness. Can you just tell me if she's located in one of the boroughs, if it's on Staten Island or is it like in Brooklyn? Because I kept feeling Brooklyn, and I just wanted a confirmation.
Well, I don't live in the States, but I'll tell you this. I'm seeing a bridge.
Okay, that's fine.
So you got to cross a bridge.
Cross a bridge. That's I understand that completely.
Okay, and mm-hmm. the bridge is wide.
Got it.
And it splits into a right.
Okay.
Almost like a... Like, I've never been to... Where are you from?
New York City. That's
New York
the reason.
City?
That's the reason I'm asking.
I would say as you're coming across the bridge and it goes off into a curve to the right.
Say that again?
Just go straight through. I think she lives in an apartment of her own.
Okay.
I feel that she somehow is involved in entertainment.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Wow. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like either you want to be an actress, she was one. Wanted to do this, too.
She was what?
She wanted to be an actress or a singer.
That's the same thing I wanted. Mother like daughter.
you are definitely your mother's daughter.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Do you have to know just one more question? Is she working now? Like, I mean, if she's in a play, maybe I can go to that play. You picking up she's working in some sort of, play or something like that, or a club or something?
She's probably on stage, and I would say, I don't know, I'm not sure about that one.
You're not sure?
Well,
okay.
I've got to say the word movies. I think your mom's doing, your birth mom's actually doing movies.
Wow, movies. Oh, my God.
She may be already an actress now.
Really? Right now?
Yeah. Or she could be just doing walk-ins, or you never know. I'm just seeing the word movies.
This is, you don't know how much is going to make my whole family. Absolutely.
She's not messed up anymore. She's clean-cutted. She's good. She's fine.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't know how to thank you. I'm really sorry to get upset. I'll just...
Do what you can do best, my dear.
Oh, my Lord.
Do your best and just keep your heart strong.
I will.
Just have faith and you'll be guided.
I will. Thank you so much. I don't mean to take up much time. I know you don't have much in your show, but thank you so much.
Oh, you take care.
Oh, and God bless you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I was so connected. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this. This is wild. Ha ha. Okay. It's been known for me to find missing parents. I've done this before. In fact, I've helped some people actually find their missing siblings that were adopted out. I've had cases like this before, so this is nothing new for me. It's almost like I go through what's called a remote view. And this is what I'm seeing them do. And it's more like a most recent time. Spirit will show me what I can see. If I can't see, I'm very truthful. I'll tell you, I would say, no, I don't know. But I feel like as if I'm there for this young lady, Teresa, and I strongly feel she will find her biological mother. She will find her. And good luck to you. I really do feel that you'll do fine. Anyways, we're pretty well coming to a close, folks. It's been really great having you on, listening to the show. Like I said, I wanted to do this mediumship tonight, and I had a great time. And next week we're going to actually have another fellow on, and he's an actor, producer, director. His name is Jerry Rector. R-E-C-T-O-R. He's actually he's done some movies with. Star Trek. I keep on getting confused between Star Trek and Star Wars. He's done a few. He's actually him and his twin brother played two aliens on a ship, twin aliens. He's done other acting movies. If you actually look up his website, just look under the word Jerry Rector, R-E-C-T-O-R, and you will find him there. Yes, he's in the Facebook too. And look up his website. He'll talk about his bio. And actually, next week, we're going to be actually talking to him about spiritual work that he does. And the movie he's working on right now, because actually he's putting together a show or a movie, and it's actually almost like a musical, but it's actually a spiritual work. It's I don't know everything all about it yet, but he said it's supposed to be really good. So looking forward to having to talk to him next week. Anyways, folks, it's been a blast having you all listening to the show. And as I'm closing, in the meantime, in between time, this is it. This is Derek Wiseguy Cloud talking to you on Between Two Worlds. Next week, 8 o'clock PST, which is Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock Eastern. And I will talk to you guys next week. Have a good one, folks. Take care. Bye.